This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, live in Burleson here at the PPG Paints Grand Opening, where you can win a home makeover and enter to win all kinds of great prizes, including a Graco 390 sprayer giveaway. That's a pretty awesome item, valued at $1,000.
Dang.
But it's time to go around the NFL, brought to you by WinStar World Casino and Resort.
Let's go around the NFL. G-Bag style on 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, so much going on with the Cowboys right now. Number one, David Irving is back. He's going to do individual work, but he has showed up at a mandatory minicamp after missing all of the OTAs, and hopefully that can get the positive momentum heading in a direction where, you know, he can stay on the practice field and continue to work towards training camp. I think once we get into the regular season and everything is back in a routine for David Irving, it's going to be much more reliable.
Yeah.
I just think he was in a place where he couldn't, for whatever reason, get motivated to come to an OTA that was optional, you know?
Yeah.
So now that it's mandatory and you can get fined, he's like, okay, here I come. And, you know, get the family stuff taken care of at least enough for now. You're never quite out of the woods with those things until the kid's, what, 30 years old, out of the house, married?
Sometimes older.
Sometimes older?
3 years past that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A Randy Gregory reinstatement hearing is today, though, and that might be the biggest news. The NFL's not going to drag it out. You know, I think that's what that means to me. It's so recently, he just filed for reinstatement 2 weeks ago, and the NFL can be some real jerks when it comes to this stuff, but I'm taking it as a sign that they're going to try to get a decision made really quickly and try to get him in for Oxnard, and that would be amazing. Now, there were a number of players sitting out today. Charles Tapper, Tavon Austin are back to practice, though. Tapper's been dealing with the concussion. LP Lattisaur, Deontay Thompson, Malik Collins, Lewis Neal, Leighton Vander Esch not practicing. Jane Slater from the NFL Network tweeting that a person with knowledge of the situation told her that Leighton tweaked his right ankle, which led to some swelling last week. They don't believe it's a big deal, so holding him out of practice is just a precautionary move.
Okay.
Those ankles can be tough to heal, so I get it, right?
Yeah, at least we know what it is. Like the David Johnson situation in Arizona, they won't even say why he can't practice. So at least for the Cowboys' standpoint, we at least know, okay, Leighton has a swollen ankle. It's not awesome news. I'm not excited about that. You want to draft a guy who's 20, 21 years old, who's super durable, who doesn't have any issues. I mean, this is just hopefully just a little thing.
I think it's something he could play through, but now's not the time to be doing stuff like that.
And then I feel bad for Charles Tapper because I do believe his NFL career comes to an end at the end of training camp.
Mm.
Especially if Gregory gets reinstated.
Yeah, and it's just because he just can't stay healthy. Like, his body, now it's a concussion. I don't even know how he got this concussion, but, I mean, it's just – you know, he has the athletic ability. It's, you know, I've said this before, it's one of those weird things where kind of God makes you to be this NFL player. Like, you have all the tools and traits, except your body can't stay healthy enough to actually do it.
Also, because you guys might want to remember this name, I was reading Broadus, Austin Larkin. He's an undrafted guy, and Broadus says at this point, that's the undrafted free agent that he believes is going to, you know, have the best chance of making the team. So you have not only Austin Larkin, but Dorrance Armstrong, and it's getting really crowded out there.
Okay.
Other news to tell you about from the Garrett presser. They're not officially done with Zach's contract. Both sides are very optimistic he's going to work on the side. It is now time for second down as we go around the NFL live in Burleson at PPG Paints. Who won, Jeff?
Well, you see, you guys mentioned David Johnson and why he's not at camp. Well, he's holding out.
Oh,
so David Johnson is skipping. Well, at least he's skipping mandatory minicamp.
So that's why the coach wouldn't talk about him last week.
He wants a new contract.
Good
and
on him.
I got to tell you, he needs to hang out in the Gavin Dawson room whenever you get around to formally creating your union.
Yeah.
Because David Johnson, to this point in his career, has made $2.4 million total.
Ooh.
And obviously, a lot of people will remember in his second season, that included over 1,200 yards rushing, almost 900 yards receiving, 20 touchdowns.
Mm.
And for that work, he received $549,000 that year, which, hey, to most of us, That would be wonderful. But you're a running back. He's already obviously been hurt and missed almost all of last year. David Johnson's ready to be paid. He's not ready to come do that work again for, I think, this year he would get $1.8 million. So David Johnson not going to minicamp for the Cardinals. Le'Veon Bell is skipping minicamp for the Steelers. And it sounds like all the players around that team are ready for him to not be at training camp. They're like, guys, we're used to it. It's Le'Veon. He was tagged last year. He wasn't here. We'll see him when he gets here. He'll probably be here in week one. So now is the time, Gavin. You've got two marquee names. If you want to get your running back union going, you got
they need
two
their own.
Le'Veon says he ain't showing up until he gets a contract that pays him annually what the tag is this year.
Well, I mean, Jarvis Landry is getting $16 million, and he just does the receiving part of Le'Veon Bell's job.
That's true.
Sure, I can hang out of the line of scrimmage and catch little passes and then try to run through people. It's unbelievable how unfair the system that applies to all of the NFL players is to running back. And I think they're very, very smart to hold out and get value while it's there, because by the time they're 28 years old, the NFL is going to look at them like they're damaged goods. Mm. Sorry, you're all used up.
True.
So my question here for you guys, do you think we could be in a situation like that with Zeke, or because he was the fourth overall pick, does he get enough compensation that it won't be an issue?
I think he gets enough compensation because for the first 3 years, you're not allowed to extend a rookie. So, and in his fourth year, I think Zeke will be making $10 million or so.
Oh, okay.
Now, maybe 3 years from now or 2 years from now in NFL land, he doesn't view that as enough for a running back, but I can see that one. You just play it out through the four. Or his fifth-year option would be the $10 million. But even before that, he's making pretty decent money. So I don't think Zeke's going to need a new deal. He just needs to hope he gets a second deal from the Cowboys.
Yeah, no doubt. Around the NFL brought to you by WinStar World Casino and Resort. Here's Mike with third.
All right, so I found this list from USA Today. It's the most overrated players going into 2018.
Joe Flacco, Eli Manning.
Well, I'll tell you. Oh. Good job. Number two, Eli Manning. Number four, Joe Flacco.
Okay.
Any other guesses?
Overrated. I know a lot of people hate Jarvis Landry, but that's not right.
Jarvis Landry not on the list.
Okay.
You have any guesses, Gavin, for most overrated players going into next season?
Richard Sherman.
Nope, not on the list.
Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant, number one on the list.
Haters.
So I thought that was the end. I mean, that's kind of the reason.
We get hints?
This guy was considered the face of football in the future 3 years ago, but injuries have.
Andrew Luck,
number three. So Dez Bryant, number one.
Okay, so this isn't actually
Eli
overrated.
Manning, number two.
Andrew Luck's not overrated. Everybody knows he can't play.
Number three. Joe Flacco, number four. Number five is a guy that plays in the state of Texas, and injuries have ruined his career. Yes, J.J. Watt. Okay. Number six, this guy was a former quarterback in college and made his name in the NFL with the Cleveland Browns as a wide receiver.
Terrell Pryor.
Terrell Pryor had a horrible year last year. He is on the most overrated list. This guy used to be a rival in the division of the Dallas Cowboys, but Chip Kelly got really tired of him.
LeSean McCoy?
And let him go on the offensive side.
I was going to say, they better not say him.
It's not McCoy.
Jeremy Maclin?
Almost.
DeSean Jackson.
DeSean Jackson is most overrated.
Just
number
name
seven.
All the good players the Eagles used to have, and that's who Chip Kelly got rid of.
Number eight, the Cowboys don't think he's overrated because they're about to give him the ball 22 times a game.
What? Tavon Austin.
Tavon okay.
Austin. So it's
24, sir.
On the Tavon Austin, it said that look, people have tried different ways to use him. It never works out. At least this is USA Today.
He's only overrated to Gavin. Gavin's the only guy that's got him chalked up for 1,200 yards this year.
I think he's going to be all right this year.
I think he's going to be good. I think we're going to be happy that Tavon Austin's on the team.
Number nine is Gavin's probably favorite player 3 years ago. I don't know if he still is.
Beast mode.
Yes, Marshawn Lynch. Say overrated. He didn't come back and really do much for the Oakland Raiders except his name and personality. And number 10,
cool dancing.
This person was traded mid-season. I believe he had a good first game for his new team. And from that point
Adrian Peterson.
Did very little, but he does have a Super Bowl ring now.
Okay. They just won the Super Bowl.
And they traded for him mid-season.
Jay Ajayi.
Jay Ajayi.
Yep.
Number 10. So Dez is number one on the list. Tavon Austin, who the Cowboys now have, is number eight on the list. So that gives you the list of what USA Today thinks as the most overrated players going into 2018.
So I mentioned the guys that are holding out, Le'Veon Bell and David Johnson. Do you guys just want to trade for all the holdout players and just not worry about the cap and sign all of them to new deals and just freak out next year? But then this year you have Julio Jones, Earl Thomas, and Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. We don't need the running back, honestly.
Well, we could trade ours. We could trade ours, free up some money, sign Le'Veon.
It's been a long time, man. I could get talked into a lot of stuff.
You know what's so weird?
Trade for Julio, Earl, and Le'Veon, and trade Zeke away.
When you consistently lose, like the Cowboys have, and I know there's a 12-4 and 13-3, but there's no playoff victories in those years, is we keep changing our minds on what to do. Because I just remember back in about 2011 through 2013, we're like, God, this team is so top-heavy. All they have is stars like Romo, Witten, Dez, DeMarcus Ware. And then there's zero depth in this organization. And now it looks like we're starting to add depth, but maybe lacking the star.
Yeah.
And now we're like, let's just go get the stars, and who cares about depth? But when you just consistently lose in multiple ways, it just makes you question, like, is this the right way? Is that the right way? Should we the cap? Should we not do the cap, you know?
Makes you desperate, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's now 6 years ago that Jerry Jones stood up there and talked about that glory hole, you know, and kicking the New York Giants' ass. It just keeps going and going and going. And anybody that's been in a situation like that in real life knows that, you know, after a while, some really bad ideas can start to look pretty appetizing, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, get off that slump, little 380 lady. Whatever you got to sacrifice, get it done in order to get that championship. Okay, PPG Paints here, 333 Southwest Wilshire. You can win a home makeover. Texas Motor Speedway is here. They're giving away tickets for the fall race. Just had an outstanding weekend out there with the Indy cars. They have buy one, get one free specials. They're giving away a Yeti prize pack.
Dang.
PPG Paints is the place to be, especially with a grand opening celebration that goes till 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And lunch is made.
Yeah, tacos.
I can smell the tortillas heating up back
there. Yeah, I'm going to go get some. You guys have a great show, okay?
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.